SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Peter Dutton accused of playing politics with the Indigenous Voice referendum, four killed in a horror car crash in Western Victoria, and in sport, English authorities announce a controversial new policy on transgender cyclists. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Rourke. Four people have been killed in a horror road smash in Victoria's west. Police say the group died at the scene after the driver of the car they were travelling in lost control and hit a tree at Bacara in the southern Grampians. A fifth person, believed to be a teenage girl, has been flown to hospital in Melbourne in a critical condition. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has accused opposition leader Peter Dutton of playing politics with the referendum on the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Indigenous leaders have gathered at Uluru to mark the 56th anniversary of the 1967 referendum and the 6th anniversary of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. This week has seen Peter Dutton ramp up his opposition to the Indigenous Voice proposal ahead of a vote next week in the federal parliament that will allow the referendum to take place later this year. Linda Burney says if Mr. Dutton was fair dinkum about reconciliation, he would support the referendum. Today is also the start of National Reconciliation Week, which this year has the theme Be a Voice for Generations. Indigenous leaders are using the 1967 anniversary to draw parallels with this year's referendum, saying back then they were counted, but in 2023 they're asking to be heard. Nambar man Professor Jack Beetson from Brewarrina in western New South Wales was a child in 1967 and says he hopes his children can look back proudly at this moment in the future.
And it's a huge opportunity to vote yes for a very, very modest ask of this of Aboriginal people. And I think if we vote no in this referendum, it'll only serve to diminish ourselves as Australians.
The Victorian National Party has voted to formally oppose the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Victorian Party members have made the unanimous call at a conference in Ballarat, attended by state and federal Nationals MPs. The decision brings the Victorian branch into line with their federal counterparts, who announced last year their decision to oppose the Voice, saying it would do nothing to help Indigenous people in their communities. Federal Coalition Indigenous Australians spokeswoman Jacinta Price says the Voice debate is distracting from the issues facing Indigenous Australians.
We're being put on hold until this referendum is done and real issues aren't being addressed immediately because the Albanese government is suggesting that it is a voice to parliament that is the only thing that is going to solve some of our tough issues, which is completely and utterly untrue. It is his responsibility, it is the Minister for Indigenous Australians' responsibility to address these immediate concerns that are taking place right here, right now.
Fire authorities say it's not yet safe to enter the site of an old building that's been destroyed by a huge blaze in central Sydney. Firefighters say the blaze in the seven-storey, heritage-listed building in the CBD is still smouldering in piles of rubble and debris. They're also monitoring a wall that's moved 75 millimetres inwards since the fire. Grant Rice from Fire and Rescue New South Wales says they're working towards returning the area to normal as soon as possible.
We have a number of fire appliances, as you can see, and also our aerial and aviation team are in situation at the moment and assisting to fully extinguish the fire the best we can before that building can be safely demolished to a level that can then open up residents to go back into their property, also open up businesses that are around the area and also open up traffic that'll be coming through on this street.
Meanwhile, a group of firefighters have flown from Sydney to Canada to help combat a series of blazes that so far burned through more than 1 million hectares of land in Alberta. They're part of a 200-strong team from across Australia and New Zealand who will join firefighters from Canada and the United States in the firefighting effort. Alberta Wildfire Information Unit Manager Christy Tucker says local authorities are grateful for their support given the scale of the fires.
There are 71 wildfires in the forest protection area of Alberta. 20 of those are out of control. So far this year, we've responded to 520 wildfires, burning more than 1,017,000 hectares.
To sport, and transgender women will be banned from competing in British cycling's elite female events under a new policy. The governing body will split racing into two different categories, open and female, in a departure from cycling's international governing body. Transgender women, people who identify as non-binary, and those whose sex was assigned male at birth will now compete in the open category. British Cycling says the new policy is the result of a 9-month review and is designed to promote fairness. But trans rider Emily Bridges says it's effectively a ban on her participation. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.